we were introduced in part to Shmos to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Ribbono Shalom chooses in the beginning of Perek Gimel to reveal himself to Moshe or through a malach, Veiro malach Hashem Elav. Ribbono Shalom chooses to reveal himself to Moshe Rabbeinu through a particular image. The image that Ribbono Shalom chooses to reveal himself through is through a burning bush. The sneh is a bush made up in many ways like shrubbery and thorns. And Hashem decides that that is the way in which he wants to reveal himself. That is how he wants to reveal himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. Many of the Mefarshim, very understandably, are very much intrigued by this imagery of asneh bo'er ba'esh v'asneh inenu ukal. Normally, fire consumes. Why would God choose to reveal himself to Moshe Rabbeinu through a burning bush that is somehow not being consumed by fire? I'll broaden the question a bit. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is unparalleled. Moshe Rabbeinu is able to communicate with the Ribbono Shel'olam pel peh daber bo. He's the highest level prophet we've ever encountered, we ever will encounter. So why exactly is it chosen that the Ribbono Shel Olam conveys in this kind of a way? The Medrash has a variety of interpretations. We're going to try to develop two different ideas in terms of what exactly is being conveyed here in the Medrash. Rashi says, again, quoting a Maimar Chazal, mitoch hasneh, why this kind of shrubbery, why this kind of a thorny bush? Below ilan acher, mishum imo anochi b'tzara. Mishum imo anochi b'tzara, I'm with you even in your times of hardship. The way that many in the Farshim explain it, the sneh is not the fanciest of shrubbery. The sneh is not the fanciest of greenery. It's thorny. It's not so pleasant at all. It represents in many ways certain challenges. The Ribbono Shel Olam decides to reveal himself to Moshe Rabbeinu to say that even when Klal Yisrael is in a state more similar to a sneh, even when the Jewish people are compared in many ways to this kind of a bush, it's important to know I am still going to be with them. I'm still going to reveal myself to them, even in that place, even that position of a sneh. The Maharal elaborates on this in Gur Aryeh and points out something very interesting. He says, well, obviously, two things. Number one, God's presence, in many ways, God doesn't have a body. It doesn't mean like he is found in that sneh. It's not literally like, I am with you, Bitsara, and I'm not anywhere else. Like, my body is there. It's not what it means at all, says the Maharal, obviously. Maharal also explains, it's also true that if you really were able to perceive things accurately, Hashem's presence is always equally manifest in different areas. What it means is that when Klal Yisrael is in Gullus, when Klal Yisrael is struggling, sometimes we can only perceive Hashem through the sneh. That from our perception of Ribbono Shel Olam, that even that when I'm not in a state of greatness, I'm not no grandeur or majesty, all I see are really this like, I feel like things are very difficult, I feel like things are very low, so then Hashem will reveal himself to you in that place. Hashem will reveal himself to you even when you're in Gullus. Like Gemara Megillah quoted a couple weeks ago in this slot about how the Ribbono Shel Olam says, when you go into Gullus, so I'm going to go with you. My Shechina is with you in Gullus. That's where he's going to be revealing himself. Salvechik, interestingly enough, broadened this just a bit. It's in the Rav Chumash here. They quote it from a couple of different places. But the Rav broadened that a little bit. It's true when it comes to Klal Yisrael as a whole, Imo Anochi B'Tzara. But the Rav elaborated on the fact that it's true also with individuals. Individuals who are going through hardships. Individuals who are going through hard times. So Imo Anochi B'Tzara, not only national tzaros, but when Jews are having a hard time, so Hashem makes sure that he can reveal his Shechina to that Jew from where he is at that moment. That even if a person is struggling, even if a person has a particular challenge, that there also, you as an individual, Hashem can reveal himself to you. Moreover, as to Salvechik, it's true not only when the tzara that you're experiencing is a tzara of physical hardship. It's not only when you are slaves in Mitzrayim or anything like that. It's even when a person experiences spiritual tzaras. Maybe I am physically comfortable. Maybe I am really okay. The Shibud in Mitzrayim, what Hashem is revealing is a B'nai Yisrael that wasn't only struggling physically as slaves in Egypt. The Pesukim in Yecheskel describe very intensely that B'nai Yisrael in Mitzrayim may have been, it's almost like they were idol worshippers. They were in a very difficult spot that we'll elaborate on in a moment. But in many ways, Hashem was conveying, I'm always with you. Not only Klal Yisrael, as highlighted by his Rashi, but even a Jew, and if he's physically struggling, or a Jew if he's spiritually suffering, Imo Anochi B'Tzara, again, as the Maharal points out, not literally God is with us, and not that God is not in other places also. Hashem is here, Hashem is there. We are taught from the time that we are young, some comments around Rambam notwithstanding. So that being the case, you know, there's something certainly up there. There's another very beautiful insight of Salvechik. Again, there are kliyakars, there are midrash, and there's a whole rehearsal of everything. There's a lot of wonderful Torah here. But Shaptim Mithnei Rav quotes a beautiful insight of the Rav, which I think is so powerful, is what the imagery was, and we'll try to make at least one additional point or one additional comment to appreciate it even more. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi tells us, wondered what zchus Klal Yisrael had to be worthy of being saved. Moshe looked at Klal Yisrael, and he didn't see them as being people that were really worthy of anything. He didn't see them as being people that were deserving of a certain kind of geula. Hashem decided to reveal himself through Moshe Rabbeinu as a sneh, which is boer ba'esh, v'asneh, in enu ukal, to convey the following message. Typically, when something is on fire, so when it's on fire in the inside, it spreads to the outside also. Balabas eish. It's there and it's in the middle. Typically, when something's on the fire in the middle, again, it spreads. It spreads a lot. And in many ways, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was conveying to Ribbono Shel Olam. I see Klal Yisrael. If they were on fire, if there was something there, I would have been able to see it. But I grew up in Egypt. I saw the Jewish people. I'm not so impressed. I'm not sure they're really so deserving. The imagery of a sneh, boer ba'esh, suggests for Salvechik was just like this sneh is on fire in the inside, but doesn't manifest itself externally the same way. The sneh is in enu ukal. It's not being consumed by fire. You can have fire and not be like totally consumed by it. That's Klal Yisrael also in Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, the mistake you're making is you're getting too focused on whether it's ukal or not. You're getting too focused sometimes on the external, whether you can see it or not. The sneh boer ba'esh. The Jewish people inside are really on fire. And if you're able to perceive the fact that Jews are on fire, so now you'll understand why they are deserving of it. Now you'll be able to understand who they are and why, in fact, they are worthy. Why, in fact, they are worthy of being free. We quoted earlier this week on Sunday, I think, a comment of the Sfarno that some elaborate on, that for a lot of Bnei Yisrael in the beginning of Mitzrayim, so it's Eilah Shmos Bnei Yisrael. The names we have in the beginning are the names of the Shvatim. But other than that, we don't have a lot of names of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. Moreover, even the names we do have of a Shifra and a Pua and a Moshe are names that are really not Jewish names. Or, you know, it's given by Basparo. And we refer to people as Vikach Ishmei Beis Levi. And you have a lot of missing names in the beginning of Shmos. And part of it was that Bnei Yisrael, from a certain perspective, you could look at them and you'd be able to say, here are people that were not worthy. They're people that weren't independently standing in a very strong way. We know, though, that Chazal also tells us that even though, again, Chumash isn't describing their names, the Medrash tells that Bnei Yisrael never really changed their names when they were in Mitzrayim. There was something always there, but it wasn't as explicit, it wasn't as clear. That sometimes things are not as explicit on the outside, but on the inside, it can be very, very powerful. I think also, just to share with one additional kinach in this, isn't only that Moshe needed to be able to understand, he was wondering why Klal Yisrael was deserving, but I think the Ribbono Shel Olam may have been, in light of the Rav, suggesting something else also, which is one of the key character traits for a leader, especially one that's trying to redeem a people. One of the traits that a leader has to be able to have is to look at someone and not assess them based on where they are now, but to look at someone and assess them based on what is going on inside, based on the potential that you believe that they have. Hashem didn't say to Moshe Rabbeinu, look, they really are, like, externally the holiest people ever. Hashem was saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, learn how to look at them and see a sneh, which is bor ba'esh, but there's a lot of holiness inside. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's achrayus? What's his role? Well, once I see what could be, once I see the kedusha, which could be there, so now I'm able to understand in a much more powerful way what in fact can really be found. We spoke about this, we'll say one more in a second. We spoke about what exactly the imagery is of the sneh boer ba'esh, of the sneh boer ba'esh. On the one hand, Salvechik, we just quoted, that he's conveying to Moshe Rabbeinu that people can be on fire on the inside and not as much on the outside, and that's fine. Bnei Yisrael is worthy because they're on fire on the inside. Many Mekoros in different Baalei Machshava, maybe even in Rambam, about Hashem, you know, recognizing that capacity. Bnei Yisrael, a certain internal Kedusha, which is really found, often attributed to Gidin, Perek Beis, Halacha Chaf, you know, Kofiro Sachem Rotzani, there's something inside which is very, very holy. But there are other ideas also. Imo Anoch Mitzara, Hashem is with us no matter what. Wherever we are, Hashem's going to be there with his Shechina. There is, I saw quoted 30 seconds before I started speaking, that Rabbeinu Miuchas, who's one of the Rishonim, says the reason why it's in a sneh is that no one walks there, and therefore no one wants to walk around thorns, and thorns are a tahor place, because no one's ever really gone there. And in many ways, I think conceptually, it's the opposite of the Imo Anoch Mitzara idea. Here's how Hashem is with us in the lowest of places. It's Hashem revealing himself specifically in the purest of places. In the purest of places, that Hashem deciding that Shekhinah is going to reveal, you know, in that kind of a place, which is also important. You find Shekhinah, here's the interesting insight about Shekhinah, you find Shekhinah imo nochi b'tzara, you find Shekhinah most intensely in places like Mikdash that have more Kedusha, more Tahara, where we have more limitations. But most, again, powerfully is the fact that Hashem's conveying, I'm really with you no matter what. So whether it's about, certainly it represents the snab, B'nai Yisrael, and their hardships on some level, whether it's Hashem saying, I'm with you there, whether it's Hashem saying, look inside and see and see how kadosh things are. So that's, again, one of the very, very powerful messages. I'll just end in the last 30 seconds. It all starts, though, I think Volpiansky is fond of noting, it all starts just because Moshe Rabbeinu was curious. He saw a snab, Bar Avesh, and he walked over to look at it. And all the imagery in the world, if one is not thoughtful, one is not curious, one's not inquisitive, so you could see things all the time, and it'll just be, oh, interesting, a snap, boar ba'ish, let's walk on, you know, let's move on from here. And part of what allowed Moshe Rabbeinu to recognize these things and for the imagery to impact him in a meaningful way was the fact that he was curious, he then followed up, and he walked over, and then, wow, there was a Malach Hashem. And in many ways, to be able to be inspired by certain messages requires that first step of a degree of curiosity and a degree of being somewhat inquisitive. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.